And that is Sly and the Family Stone, with a big thank you to all of the people that called in and made a donation here on KX Takeover Week. I'm Tommy Benson. That wraps up my hour right now, but I'm going to stay here live in the studio and hang out with Peter Blake. Hi, Peter. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. Thank you for being here during KX Takeover Week. That says a lot.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I think for some of you who don't know, I decided to run for council sitting in this office or this room. I was here on for an interview with Michael Ray and Billy Freed one night, and Billy had agitated me up to a point where I started naming names and taking on subjects and got back in the car. And like one of those nights that you'd had too much to party, I thought, oh no, I said what? I did what? And then there was this moment where the call started coming in from people and they were like, you got to run, you got to run. And I thought, no way, I could never run for city council. I could never be a politician. Then a few weeks later, it was in the same room that I announced that I was running for city council. And then after the election, it was in the same room that I took a victory lap and realized that, wow, I won city council. Speaking of city council, I just want all of you to know that any of the ideas or the opinions that I express here today are not the opinions of the city of Laguna Beach. We have to have that very, very clear, because I do not want my friends over at City Hall flipping out on what's he going to say today. I do not represent the city of Laguna Beach. I represent Peter Blake today. I have a tambourine here that I can shut anyone down because there's a sign that clearly says absolutely no swearing. And outside of that, I am here to raise money for our nonprofit radio station, which is very important to me. This station has meant a lot to me. I've learned the power of this station as a result of the podcast that many people here in the community listen to. I'm here because, one, I love music, and these guys play great music. But I'm also here for the power of the spoken word. Many times we get our news from professionals and from people who are writing about the news, and they have a day or two to write these really clever things. But in reality, we don't have that when you're here on the air and it's raw and it's unscripted, and people get a real feeling for who you are and what you're doing. I've really enjoyed listening to all of this so far, because you got an idea of what people's taste in music was like. I had some ideas about what I wanted to play. And then I thought, I'm going to play some really bad disco music, and I've got a lineup here that would curl your hair. And I'm telling you right now that you'd better start calling here and talking to me about politics and anything you want to talk about, and sending over some donations. Otherwise, you're going to get some really bad music. The studio number here is 715-5936. That's the number you call to tell me how bad I'm doing a job as a councilman, how great I'm doing a job as a councilman. The office here is 715-4859. That's the number you call to say, I want to spend some money and take care of some people here. And then you can go to Facebook, KX93.5. Let's get this started with a taste of what's coming if you guys don't call in and don't send money.
The party is starting right now. We're going to BG's you out until the phone starts ringing. All right. Well, Peter, we have somebody on the line that it wants to stop the disco already. And somebody on the line now wants to stop the disco. Who do we have on the line?
I'm Jerry Weintraub, Jr.
Hi, Jerry. You are live during KX Takeover.
Fantastic. You know, I got this email that you were going to be on, and I voted for you. And I have kind of investigated the waste of money in this town related to the Arts Commission. And I'm looking at the budget, and it shows a lady named Sean Poschel gets $102,000 a year plus $22,000 in retirement. There's salaries and wages of $200,000 for the Arts Commission division. I want to know what you're going to do to cut waste like this.
It's no secret I'm an art dealer, and I love the arts, and I think that the arts bring a tremendous amount of energy and excitement to this community. I've read, you know, studies that talk about how much money the arts bring to a community, and I've also personally seen the power of art to kind of reinvigorate places. A lot of, you know, what we do these days are going to art fairs, and I've watched Miami come out of nowhere. I've seen Seattle, which started an art fair a couple of years ago, Dallas. These places suddenly start these art fairs and people from all over the world come in. And, you know, I don't necessarily see the arts as a waste of money. You know, we have $100 million budget, and, you know, I happen to know Sean Poschel, and Sean, you know, Sean works hard just like the rest of the employees at the city do. I don't know, you know, I can't necessarily say that I view her salary as a waste of money because, again, I happen to really believe that the arts bring a lot to our community. And if there's a $100,000 or $200,000 spent that brings in a cultured visitor or maintains kind of that fun factor, that soul of our community, you know, that in that sense, I'm okay with it. I you know,
well, it hasn't. It hasn't because it hasn't worked up to this time. That's why we elected you. The stuff like this hasn't worked here. These little festivals are all well and good, but they haven't brought anything but people from inland. They have not brought in an international class in here. It hasn't worked. So this kind of waste is what we need fixed. And if you have to reference other big art fairs around the world, that's great. We'd love to have something like Basel. We'd love to have something like Chicago. We'd love to have something like Santa Monica. Let's do it the right way instead of letting these amateurs run it. Okay?
Well, you know, I think you're absolutely right when it when you speak to what are we doing to bring a really high-end cultured visitor to and I don't, you know, I don't equate high-end with money. I'm simply talking about people who really love art and could potentially work towards bringing a really fine art fair here, or for that matter, some really great shows. I think the Laguna Art Museum and the Playhouse and a lot of these different cultural institutions here in Laguna Beach are doing a great job. You know, we as a public have to kind of get behind and do what you're doing right now.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't have to spend our money on stuff that doesn't work. We don't have to get behind it. And that's why these things haven't worked. All you're getting is little old ladies from Riverside, and they aren't promoting to the high class that you want. And if you're going to audit the Convention Bureau or whatever the Conference Bureau is, you'll find that out. They don't run any ads, and they do nothing to attract these people. So I'll let the next guys go. Have a great disco day. Try and help
before
us out.
Before I let you go, I just was wondering if he was going to make a donation to KX Takeover as we gave him a forum here for his viewpoint. But it looks like he already has hung up the line. So, well, interesting. You know, one point that I grabbed from that is you know, if we don't have a budget, how could they promote? You know, I know Sean works very hard at what she does, and I think we have quite the international audience that comes and sees Pageant of the Masters, for an example. So arts, we are an art community, and we do need, people do need to be paid for the hard work they do in the arts. So
I do it. I think we can retain the kind of what we already have here in Laguna Beach and add to it by bringing in like what Palm Springs did with Desert X And they have a great art scene there. But Desert X really upped the ante in terms of what it did for that community. And we need a Desert X in Laguna Beach. And some really great people have gotten together and have met and are trying to bring something that's going to be world-class to Laguna Beach, coordinating with the Laguna Art Museum around the time that they do their great initiative called Art in Nature, which is usually in the fall. And Malcolm Warner has already expressed interest in working with the community to bring something special here. I don't ever want to take an elitist attitude towards the arts in Laguna Beach. I want things to be cool for everybody. You know, I love the plein air painting that we're known for. I love minimalism personally. You know, I can get a chuckle out of some cheesy art that I see in the community, but I really think that we should all work together and that there should be segments of the population that go off and work hard towards bringing in something really, again, better for me is not better for somebody else. I've been called out on the stuff that I show, and I don't take myself too seriously with art. But I think the caller made a great point, and that point is that we need to focus on bringing another level of arts to this community, and that's what all of us need to get to work on.
Excellent. We've got another call that has just joined us. And caller, you are now live. Who am I speaking to?
This is Sue Kemp.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hey, Peter. How's
hey,
it going?
Hey, Sue. What's going on?
I'm calling to save Laguna Beach from disco.
Oh, good. You should see the lineup in front of me. It gets really bad after, you know, staying alive.
I can only imagine, but it is pretty fun. Anne McGraw and I, when we hit our hour yesterday, we had a really good time. It was great.
I'm already having a good time. I was hoping it just gets, you know, just bashed around by people on the phone. And the first gentleman, we're off to a good start. This is what I want. I want some discourse. I want us to talk about things. And, you know, again, there's always that fine line between what I can and can't say as a council person. But as a resident of this community, I have some really deep interests, and I don't think anyone can say I haven't expressed myself explicitly. And I
like that about you, too. I can vouch for you on that front, Peter. That is for sure.
And I would like to also thank you, Sue Kemp, for participating in KX Takeover and for all of the things that you do as well.
Oh, thank you, Tyler. Thank you. And congratulations again. I didn't get a chance to talk to you very long yesterday, but that was it was really fun. Ann and I had dinner with a couple of friends last night, and they were all listening, and they thought it was really fun.
I've had a great time through this whole process, just listening to everyone and listening to their music. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been great.
And well, this is Tommy, by the way. This is Tommy, producer of the Jazz Quest Show and Guitar Gods, and former Hoosier
from
like yourself.
Oh, yeah. Hoosiers have a certain quality.
Yeah.
There's a certain thing about Hoosiers, yeah.
And that's why I'm here in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah. Once you leave Indiana, you come here, you know, there's no going back. There's no even barely turning your head even. Hey, but if you send me over to your money person, I'll make a donation.
Oh, thank you, Sue.
Okay, thank you so much, Sue. And we're going to get back to a little disco.
Thank you.
We've got a couple other callers on the line we're going to get to real quickly. So callers, stay on the line. We're going to get to you next.
Okay, have fun, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller that is stopping the disco on the Peter Blake Hour, Stop the Disco Hour. We have Matilda from Riverside. And Matilda, welcome to KX Takeover.
I hope you don't mind one of those little old ladies from the Inland Riverside.
No. We love little old ladies from the Inland Riverside. What's going on, Matilda?
He's crazy. Don't listen to
him. No. But I'm really upset with that last caller that called in and put down people from the Inland Empire. And I just think that the arts are great. And I love the Sawdust Festival. And when I come, I spend money on gas. And I spend money on food. And I love the beach there. And I love all those restaurants. I come there all the time. And I'm international, too. I go to the International House of Pancakes sometimes.
Hey, well, thank you, moon's Matilda. Over Miami.
Thank you, Matilda. I appreciate it.
She spends all the money down there to Orange County.
There you go.
Moons are at Denny's. Fred, moons are at Denny's. But
yeah,
you know
right.
what? I'm going to give you $50 because you guys are great, and I love you. And you know what? That guy's full of it. You know, she's making good money down there for Laguna, and I'm really, that better buy a pair of knickers. I think the guy's full of nerve, you know. You have to get your button ready to delete me if I start talking about him anymore.
That's all right, Matilda. We're going to get your money and support this this fine radio station, and we look forward to seeing you next time you're in town.
Matilda, stay on the line. I'm going to go back to the music. I'm going to get on the line with you, and I just want to say it's very interesting how you call and you express your opinion, and you're making a donation. And, boy, we didn't have a chance to get any donation from the first generation. So here we go.
Just as fine as she can be. She's got a figure that's shown a bit of tension. She's poetry in motion, beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you know, anatomy. She's still good, she's still, oh, she's still.
She is a bad mamma jamma, and I would like to say that Matilda out there from Riverside was a bad mamma jamma, and thank you for your contribution. This really is about the spirit of KX Takeover, which is about helping keep our nonprofit human-crafted radio station alive and kicking. You know, it's no surprise to anybody that it takes a lot to run a radio station and, you know, just to be rent the space to be here to do the radio station. So every contribution is very, very much appreciated. And we have a new caller on the line right now. And this is a member of KX93.5. He has supported generously through the years from the very beginning. And Andy, welcome to KX Takeover.
Hey, it's great to be back. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Good, Andy. How are you doing? Job. Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Good to hear you on the radio. I wanted to ask you about the thing that concerned me as a owner of a historic home here in Laguna Beach, and that is we had a big controversy during the election over the new historic ordinance and the way it was going and being used as a political football by Village Laguna for no growth. How are we doing at getting this back to a voluntary and incentive-based ordinance?
Well, we're moving forward. You know, one of the things that when you mentioned Village Laguna, it's not football. It's a cage fight. And, you know, this group has been ruling this community since the early 70s. And don't get fooled. These are political operatives, and they're a political action committee, and they know exactly what they're doing. And they've got their people placed in different committees. They're all over. And, you know, they don't want any changes to this community. And we're trying to get this voluntary. But they keep coming up with ways of stalling, which is their number one plan in anything, is to never try to defeat anything. They know they can stall it. So a lot of them don't even live in these types of homes. They expect the homeowners of this community that buy these houses and spend $1 million or $2 million on a small, modest one-bedroom house, and they expect us to live in these single-wall construction houses, and you got to use these windows, and you can't have a skylight, and you can't light the outside up, and you can't have windows that, you know, look out onto the ocean because they don't like the glazing. You know, it gets really old, and it's gotten really old. And I know for a fact this community's had enough of it. And we're moving this thing forward. We had a meeting a few weeks ago, and we all discussed this amongst ourselves. There are some legal situations that are taking place that are getting figured out by the lawyers, but we're going to move this thing forward. We're going to once and for all identify the architecturally significant buildings in this community. We're going to protect them, and then we're going to step aside from the shacks that were built so that people from Pasadena can come and spend a few weeks in the summer or a few days in the summer and not force these poor families to have to live in these houses, nor are we going to bankrupt people over their need to express themselves in what their homes look like. Stop telling me what you want me to do with my home. It's my home. If I want it white, it's going to be white. If I want a window to look out onto the ocean, I'll put a window in there. And don't tell me how big my closet's going to be, and don't tell me what I can and can't do with it.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and I can't help but commend you on speaking up about Village Laguna and the damage that they have done in the name of trying to preserve our community. I think it's just taking a wrong tack, yes, or a political group, and you're right, they stall and they keep us from going forward. So many other cities do such a great job with their historic ordinance, And I look forward to being very proud of Laguna Beach's historic ordinance when this thing gets figured out and gets on the right direction. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy. We're going to get it figured out.
Okay, great. Good job, Peter.
Thank you.
All right, Andy, thank you so much for your call. We've got another caller on the line. We're going to go to a little bit of music right now while we get the other caller queued up and ready on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, we are ringing the bell for all of the tax-deductible donations that are coming in to help keep KX93.5 alive and kicking. And now we have a very special guest on the phone right now to say hi to Peter. Who do we have on the line?
This is Kelly Boyd.
Well, hello.
Hey, Kelly.
Peter.
What's going on?
I was listening to you earlier. Get him, buddy, get him.
I know. You've always warned me, and I've always listened to you. It's just I get anxious sometimes, and I speak my mind. But I want you to know you're a big inspiration to me, and a lot of people when I was running said that they viewed me as kind of like the next Kelly Boyd. Sorry, if that offends you. But I always enjoyed you on council and always felt that you were a straight shooter. You called it like it is, and you weren't part of the political factions that were pretty much, you knew exactly where they were coming from and where they were you would vote from. And I always loved your common sense and loved the fact that you're one of the old families that have been here for a long time, and yet you were always open to change. And I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate your support.
Thanks, Peter. Well, I'm going to donate $50 to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And let's have that lunch next week we've been talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll call you beginning of the week.
You got it.
Okay, thanks, Peter.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And speaking of money, we got to get some money in here. We have a young family here that's just gotten married, and I see that little kid coming out and buying paintings from my gallery. So we've got to do everything it takes to support this gang. There's some great people over here. I like the people that work here. They just got their offices remodeled. It looks a lot different than it did. I didn't even know there was an ocean view from here, but I've never been here during the day. There have been great people that have committed to helping the station so far. I'd like to name them all out. There's Iana Frometa Grillo. There's Jennifer Breckenridge, Ashley Patterson, Steve Carawatani, Tim Fleming. Tim Fleming is he owns an art fair in Los Angeles. That's great. Jacques Garnier, Paul Freeman, Nick Bauer. What do we got here? Sam Goldstein. Renee Hinkey, Leslie Anvari, Nancy Meyer, Kavita Reddy. These are just some of the names. I'll get them all out there because I want to say thank you to everybody that's calling in and supporting this this great station. We need this station. It does so much for us. It affords us the opportunity to express ourselves. And in today's world, with all the fake news and all the BS going, and you can't say enough about people that come to work, play great music, and then just give us an opportunity to express ourselves. And you cannot put a dollar figure on what that means to be able to talk freely, unscripted, raw, and just be able to say, this is how I feel, and to have people that outside of I can't swear and a tambourine to shut someone down and bad music,
It's just a great feeling, and I want to support these guys and this family as much as possible. So let's do what we can do to send some money in, and let's go forward.
Excellent, proving once again that we are all family. We'll take a quick break. The phone lines are open. Call live into the studio, 715-5936. You can speak directly to Peter Blake. This is KX93.5 and KX Takeover. Lines are open. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's KX Takeover. I'm Tommy Benson here live in the Pearl Street studio with Peter Blake. And I think it's a testament to you, Peter, that you were sitting in that chair in our Pearl Street studio when you decided and when you announced you were going to run for city council. Now, a year later, the former mayor, Kelly Boyd, just donated $50 to our radio station on your behalf. I would like to thank Kelly Boyd and all the other people, Mark and Andy and everyone else that has donated online on our Facebook page, online on our website, kx93.5.com/kxtakeover, and the people that have walked in with a check to help keep human-crafted, nonprofit radio here alive and kicking. We are all family.
That's right.
Sister Sledge says.
That's right, as Sister Sledge says. And, you know, checks are always welcome and cash is always welcome, too. So if you guys want to run over real quick and drop some off, that would be fine. You know, while we're on the subject of family, I just want to reach out to all of the residents of this community. I know there's times that things get heated up, and we love this town, and we take it real seriously, and we'll fight, and it looks ugly sometimes. And I have to admit, I've been part of that whole thing, and I kind of express myself freely about how I feel, and I just I want I want that expression to be out there. But I also want everyone to understand that I really love this community. I love the residents of this community. We might disagree on certain issues, but we're always there because we're all one big family. Laguna Beach is a very interesting and idiosyncratic place. And whether that's the people that come to visit us as opposed to visiting other places or the people that live here, there's something that brings a certain group of people to Laguna Beach. And we're all cooler than most people are. And we love the arts and we love music and we love the beach and we love all these great aspects. And, you know, I've always loved the fact that surfers can be hanging around with business people and it just doesn't matter. When it comes down to it, we're all about this community. And I just want to shout out to some of my handlers in life that make things so much easier for me. And I've really had to rely on even more of them since I've been elected. I'd like to shout out to Genevieve and Marcia, who are at my gallery right now, taking care of things for me the same way that people here are taking care of this radio station. Can't thank them enough. They're so incredible. I'd like to shout out to the city employees who've had to pretty much deal with me getting lost at City Hall trying to find my way back to the dais when I've gone to the restroom and they haven't laughed at me for asking directions. There's so many employees at the city that have made me feel so welcome and have walked me through the process. People who have pretty much mentored me and people who've had to deal with situations that I've made happen for them that probably they don't get paid enough money to have to deal with. But we have a really great city that's here, and the employees of Laguna Beach, the city of Laguna Beach, could not be better employees. I've grown to love these people in a strange way. I feel very protective of them. Also, I don't mind calling them out if I think they're doing something that I don't agree with, and you know, God knows I'm open to doing that. But I really I got this it's a warm and fuzzy when I look at the staff over at the city. And keep in mind, I've known these people for the last 10 years as I have a gallery a half a block away. So as they're walking to lunch, as they're going to breakfast, I see them every day. And this is the rank and file staff that are incredible. This is the bosses. This is the city manager. This is the city attorney. This is the chief of police. Love Laura Farinella. These are all the people that every day make this place such an incredible place and keep our oceans clean and keep our streets, ready to go. And these are the people that step in. I see them because I have access to information now that I can't share with you. And I see how hard they work. I see them coming in on weekends and I see them sending out emails. And when it's, raining outside, they're working it. They're not sitting at home because they've got to make sure that this town runs well. And I get that same sense of feeling here in this chair as I sit around and watch everybody working here. And they're all into this. This is nonprofit radio. This isn't, a hedge fund over here. And these people really love what they do. And I met an intern earlier from Chapman, and he said he loves it here. And I just thought, this is so incredible. And Julie Lawton got together and helped redesign this place and threw in the labor for free. That's the kind of thing that makes this station great. That's the kind of thing that makes this town great. That's what makes all of it so special. And we're going to segue over to some bad disco from here.
Well, I'll tell you, number one, We Are Family. What a great song that you had picked. And I know that we are on the theme of, hey, stop the disco. You can stop the disco if you call in and make a pledge to KX Takeover. But right from Peter Blake, we have a message about unity and about family and about how hard people work to make things happen in this fine, fine city of Laguna Beach. Can't get enough.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh, no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change, something moving. I scream your name, look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal. Still, I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel a change, something moving. I scream your name, look what you got to do. And darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, no, babe.
Baby, it didn't take all of my life to find you. You can believe it's gonna take the rest of my life to keep you.
Phone lines are open. It's KX Takeover Week, and we have special guest City Councilman Peter Blake live in the chair right now. And Peter, we've got a caller on the phone lines, so let's go to the caller real quickly and let's see. And the phone lines are open. We've got a caller right now on the line. Caller, who do I have? Who am I speaking to?
Oh, hi, it's Kay Mattee.
Kay, hey, Mattee, Kay. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Great. You know, my son is in track practice right now. He wanted to call in himself, so I'm calling in on his behalf.
Okay.
You know, I have to say, on the We Are Family theme and, you know, the idea of it takes a village, which, you know, Peter may or may not agree with how that concept evolved, but... We're here, you know, just we love you, and you've been such an incredible influence on my son, and I'm so grateful to call you his mentor and a man that we both respect and admire.
Well, I really appreciate that. You know, both of you are great people, and I think the world of both of you. And you know, that the comment about, you know, it takes a village, it really does take a village, and it takes a lot of ideas. And you know, I fight the way I fight because I know that that's what I have to do to make change happen in this community. I'm not a politician, so I'm not a seasoned
a seasoned statesman. I also, I run hot and I'm not extremely well-tempered. And when I hear things I don't want to hear, I can't help myself. But I listen to what everyone has to say and I think of everyone's feelings. I do feel very strongly that this town has been run by a certain group of people, and this has been going on for a long time. And it's mm-hmm. time that there's another generation that's waiting to have their day. You know, I know that there's a group here in town called Next Gen. Actually, you know, I love the idea, but I call them Future Gen. Next Gen is you and I. It's right. this group of people that, you know, haven't had a say here. And we want our say. We're in our 50s, which happens to be the average age in Laguna. But we're also in our 40s. We're in our 60s. And we'd like to put our stamp on this town. And this whole feeling that only Village Laguna knows what's best for this community, it makes me just cringe. I give them credit for all the great things that they did for decades. But the last two decades have been really short-sighted on their part. And it's made a community that just, you know, the unintended consequences of some of the policies that they've enacted have brought us mansions and have brought us chains. You know, we don't have architecturally significant homes in this community because most architects are too nervous to try to build something that's really special. And it's a shame that that's the way it is. And that's the way it was, is what I should say, because the community is pretty much at a point now where they're ready to move forward and they're ready to make changes. There's a generation that's waiting to take its place. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a generation here that includes your son and includes others that would like to live here for the rest of their lives and would like to have a place that they call home. They'd like to see architecture from the time that they remember, you know, coming into architecture and art. And it's a shame to think that somehow or another, they're never going to get their say because there's a group of people in town that just feels like this is our village and this is the way it's going to be. And that's not the case.
Yes. Okay. Well, so I just, yeah.
Thank
so
you. Thank you.
You have invigorated our love for Laguna Beach and that we hadn't felt for a long time for many different reasons, but we're just very excited about all the changes that you're making and the others are trying to make as well.
So. Well, we're all in this together. We love this town, and we're gonna make the changes that are going to keep Laguna special.
And I would Absolutely. Like to send a big thank you to you, Kay, for all of your support through the years here at KX93.5. You've always been a wonderful supporter, and I would like to say a big thank you. Thank you to you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. We'll continue to do so once I hang up the phone.
All right. We've got a next caller on the line, and
thanks,
here
Kay.
We go.
Take care, guys.
Kay.
Bye.
Bye, Kay. And caller, what is your name? You are
Michael.
Live on Michael. All right.
Michael Ray.
Uh-oh.
Get
the tambourine out.
Hey,
Michael,
Peter.
What's happening?
Hey, I have a question for you. I run around, since I'm part of Liberate Laguna, all the time people want to tell their story about how they've been abused by the city. And because I have a column, I've asked these people if I can use their name. They go, no. I might want to build something in this town. I don't want retribution. Honest to God.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. I had people that wanted to put my lawn signs out, and they were too scared to put my lawn signs out, which is unbelievable to think that you can't let someone know that this is who I support in a local race because you're too scared that if someone sees that Black Peter Blake sign out, that you're somehow or another going to get looked down on from design review or from City Hall. It's remarkable that in this town of love that we can have that type of an atmosphere.
What can you do legally to prevent retribution? Because people are afraid, oh my God, they're going to take the design review police, or they're going to take code enforcement, or they're going to do this, or you're going to do that, and they're afraid to do anything. What can you do specifically to stop the city from doing exactly that?
Well, you know, we've already done it. We somehow or another elected a totally fresh and naive non-politician. And in the process, we're starting to move forward because nothing says we want this more than someone getting elected to office. And especially when that person, they tried everything they could to knock me down. They ran ads with bulldozers, accused me of wanting to scrape the downtown, all this nonsense. I was in your pocket. I was in the pocket of developers. I was going to somehow or another turn Laguna into Miami. You know, those days are over and they know it. And I watch them, you know, just squirming at the thought that they might be losing control. And their candidates, frankly, didn't get the attention that they should have gotten. And it's just the community's way of saying, you know, a lot of people said, I'm voting for you. And they would put their hand over their mouth. It's like, what are you afraid of? You can admit to actually voting for me. But that's the kind of power that this group yields in this community. And it's been going on for a long time. So legally, we don't really need to do anything. I mean, I hate the thought of, you know, somehow or another padding lawyers' pockets over how to run our community. But from from being able to come into and come to a council and talk during public talks, so you can come out and talk about what it is that you don't like. You can write letters to the editor. You can express yourself like we're doing today. That's what today is all about. That's what this station's all about. That's what we're doing here and why we're raising money today. That's why I'm not sitting in my gallery. This type of expression is what we need. It's not a legal or a lawyer, although, you know, given the value of homes in Laguna Beach, lawyering up is just part of the process. You can't get something built without a lawyer, a consultant, an architect, and people who are gaming the system and understand the system to get you through the process. And we're moving forward. We just put two great people on design review. And at the same time, we reappointed the most logical of the people that were there. We put a new person on planning. We just put a new person on heritage. These are really huge and monumental shifts that are taking place in a very short amount of time and kind of give you an idea of where this city stands on all of these issues. We're not sitting back. We're moving forward. And I'm proud to say that I'm one, as you know me. You've known me for a long time. I like things done now, and I don't have time to sit around.
Okay, well, let me ask you in that. Okay, the city clearly said voluntary historicity. What do we get? We get a 2-year study.
Well,
takes it sideways.
That's
how do you blow that?
Well, you know, the argument that I got was that that CEQA would sue us if we did anything else. And I mentioned in the council meeting, well, let's just go ahead and do it and have CEQA sue us, because I can't seem to get a straight answer from either side of this equation as to who is really right and who's wrong here. If CEQA has
there's not one other city in the county of Orange that has our requirements. They all interpret CEQA.
I totally understand that. And you know, as I've tried to understand CEQA, I've yet to find someone who can tell me that CEQA is black and white. CEQA is muddy. And, you know, that's why I said, I want to move this thing forward. I made it clear during that council meeting that we want to move forward. And if we get sued by CEQA, at least we'll understand where CEQA is coming from and where the problem is. They might choose to leave this community alone and let the people decide what they want to do with their property, or they may opt to sue us. If they opt to sue us, at least we have a chance to sit down with them and say, what's the problem? How do we fix it? What is it that you have an issue with? And let's move forward. But yes, I'm 100% about removing these shacks from these lists. People driving around in the 80s and determining what I can and can't do anything to? No way.
All right. Michael Ray, Peter Blake, we are going to move forward with KX Takeover. And our next KX Takeover guest is about ready to come into the booth now. Michael, I'm going to keep you on the line as we're going to go ahead and get back with you to accept your contribution. And Peter, a message of unity that you had with We Are Family and, boy, stopping the disco. I dig it, man. But, you know, I don't know. I played so much funk and disco earlier, I was kind of in the mood for it. So we're going to leave you, listeners, with this one, and KX Takeover is going to be right back. Thank you for all your donations.